This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastahdi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdillahu fahuwa al-muhtad wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyyan murshida wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi wa man tabi'ahu ila yawmiddin amma ba'd faqala ta'ala fil qur'an al hakim bismillahir rahmanir rahim qad aflahal mu'minun الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون. Praise be to Allah. He alone is worthy of all praise. We praise Him, we seek His help, forgiveness and His guidance. We seek the refuge and protection of Allah from our bad deeds as we seek His refuge and protection from the bad insiders. Know that one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but the one true God. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his slave and messenger. I might as well say now rather than interrupt. If anybody sees any gaps in front or either side of them, please make effort to try and fill the gaps and make as much room for our brothers, especially in the main hall here. Barakallahu feekum ajma'een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers are successful. But it comes in a format of the not only stressing, but as though it's already happened. It's a given. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Not that they're going to be, they are successful. أَفْلَحَ original is فَلَحَ. It's root word, which means to split open. But they used it especially for, and that's why they call them fallahoon or fallaheen, those who sow the seeds, the farmers who grow the crops, to till the land. That's where it comes from, falaha. Aflaha format is like you've tilled the land and got the crop. Got the crop. So it's good news. That's why success is from that angle. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. What is a success? And these ayat, the descriptions it gives for the believers who are successful are not limited to these ayat. It is not a list and there's no other description outside it. Because the idea of مُفْلِحُونَ comes in many ayat of the Qur'an. Yeah. وَمَنْ يُوْكَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who are saved from their greed of themselves, they are the ones who are successful, for example. Or Allah SWT says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Such are the ones who are on guidance from their Lord. They are the ones who are the successful ones. But it doesn't just use falah as a way. The idea of getting paradise or the mercy of Allah in the throughout the Quran is that success. The idea of fawzul adhim or qad faqad faz, achieving a great. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever obey Allah and His Messenger, they have indeed achieved a supreme triumph. That is falah as well, but in different words it comes. Or, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whoever has been saved from the fire and entered into the paradise, he or she is the one who's triumphed. So it comes in different ways. And therefore, the descriptions here in these ayat are either extra or they are mixing with descriptions in other parts of the Quran. Or they overlap one another, just to be clear. Al-Mu'minun, they're the ones who are successful. So first and foremost is Iman. Foremost is Iman. Before any other descriptions are mentioned, it's in the statement itself. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The opposite meaning of that, that the disbelievers will not succeed. Yes, inherent. So belief is the foundation. And in the belief, the foundation of belief, as I've said, some ulama considered salah as being part of that iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran calls salah iman in one place as well. Yeah, like a given. And you can see that because in these ayat, salah is stressed on twice in the ayat before we get to what this falah is, what this success is. One in its number and time, and second in the quality of the salah. That's how important salah is for mu'minun. So what is the falah? Ulaika humul warithun. After describing the quality of the believers who get this success, Allah tells you what the falah is. What is the success? Such are the ones who will be the inheritors. The inheritors. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically uses inheritors like after death, because inheritance is all about death. Death has happened. Person is gone. That's when inheritance happens. So to link it to the hereafter, such are the ones that even after death, they're actually inheriting. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those who will inherit Firdaus, and they will dwell therein forever and ever. Immortality in Firdaus. Firdaus, the Prophet ﷺ said in authentic hadith, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوا الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Fas'alul Firdaus. If you ask Allah, then ask Allah for Firdaus, because it is the highest and the middle part of paradise. Above it is the Arsh of the Most Merciful. And the rivers of paradise, they gush forth from this place. So ask Allah for Firdaus. So that's the falah, brothers and sisters, that we should be striving for. Mu'minun. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have khushu' in their salah. Here Allah's not saying those who pray. Because when Allah says those who have khushu' in their salah, He's already meaning they're praying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by mentioning in a few words, He's covering the idea that they are musallim, but they have a quality of salah in which they have khushu'. Khushu' is the quality of salah. It is the state of the heart and the mind in salah. Yeah? To be able to cut off, as one of the tabi'een, Hasan al-Basri said, it is to empty your heart and mind of everything. Yeah, and focus only in your salah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is khushu'. That is khushu'. This khushu' or humility, humbleness, it is not just in the body, but primarily it's in the heart. Part of it is in the body as well. Yeah? And part of that khushu' is not looking around everywhere when you're in salah to control the gaze. Yeah, and the best what the Sahaba did was to gaze at the place that we're going to do the sajda, as following the sunnah of Rasulullah. And the Prophet actually disliked, and Sahih Muslim mentions, those who turn their faces up like that to the heavens in salah, not to do that. Yeah. He reprimanded them. And some sort of scholars saw it as haram, others saw it as makruh, which is most likely, because the Quran mentions the Prophet قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that the Prophet used to, when after the hijrah, used to pray towards Baytul Maqdis, and Allah says he used to put his face up when he used to say Allahu Akbar to start his salah, looking for the Qibla to be changed, and Allah knew that's what he wanted. And it was changed then, after some time, after the hijrah in Medina, towards the Kaaba. So that's why they say, after that, it's makruh, it's disliked, generally to do that. Some say to close your eyes is actually haram or disliked, but there's no evidence for that, actually. Yeah. Of course, the best is to keep your eyes open and look at the place. And if you need to, if you're distracted and you need to concentrate, to close your eyes for short periods of time, there's no harm in that. That's all part of khushu'. Khushu' is not obligatory, because none of us will be able to fulfill it. Some people said it's obligatory. How can khushu' be obligatory? Because if it is, who is there amongst us who has khushu' in our salah from when we say Allahu Akbar to when we do Assalamu Alaikum all the time? Any of us? I can't claim that. So if it was obligatory, it would mean that the salah is not accepted. So the best is, it is mandub, it is recommended, which is also evidenced by the ahadith that come in regards to, for example, hadith alladhi rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iza wadi al-asha wa uqimati salah, fabda'u bil-asha sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If food has been served and the iqama has gone for the salah, food for the evening meal here, Asha, not Isha, Asha, which means the evening meal, the supper. If the supper is served and the iqama for the salah has gone, start with the food. Wa fi riwayat in Muslim, in a report in Muslim, he said after that, wa la ya'jilanna hatta yafrugha minhu. And do not be hasty in eating the meal and the drink, because it's been established salah, until he or she has taken their fill from the food. Finish. In other words, calmly. Oh, so beauty of this deen, isn't it, brothers and sisters? How many of us are ignorant about these things? Why? Because if you're hungry and the food is there, and even if you can smell it, and you're about to eat, and you go and do salah, your khushu is going to be affected, is it not? Your stomach's going to be going round and round, and you thought, oh, I've got to get to that food. Affects the khushu'. Or, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي حَدِيثِ آخَرَ الَّذِي رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَمُسْلِمَ لَا صَلَاةَ بِحَضْرَةِ الطَّعَامِ وَلَا هُوَ يُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ. There is no salah when food is served, neither for the one whose urine or feces is holding them back. So he needs to go to the toilet. What kind of salah are you going to do? And some of us think, oh yeah, I'll just do the salah, then I'll go. La salah. But not again, it is makruh to pray like that. Because what's going to be affected? Khushu'. Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Yeah, part of khushu', brothers and sisters, of course, is to dissociate with the... If I'm an accountant, I'm doing my accounts, or if I'm doing my business accounts while Al-Fatiha is going on, yeah, or thinking about what I'm going to do afterwards or what I did before, what kind of khushu' is that? We all guilty of it, but we, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Be mindful of Allah as much as you're able to. And what helps is that? Focusing on the recitation and its meaning. Why do we fall more prey to lack of khushu' and being distracted? Because we don't understand the salah in the first place. That doesn't help us, does it? Yeah? Salah and the recitation is the key of the salah. And the recitation is there, is kalamullah, to remind me, which will bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How am I reminded if I don't understand anything? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ Those who stay away, divert away, steer away from lahu. What is lahu? What is lahu? Some people said it is just futile talk. Lahu is not like lahu or lahu. Lahu is a wider meaning to mean amusement, pastime. And I mentioned it before in khutabs as well, that you can have pastime and amusement which is halal. Playing with your family, your children, spending time with your wife or husband, all that is part of recommended lahu. But lahu, amusement, can be haram in itself. Yeah. Lahu here is talking about speech. And here, the stay away from lahu is speech which it's really linking it with the jahileen or the jahiloon, the ignorant, kuffar in other words. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another part of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهُوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا Mentioning quality of Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the Most Merciful, Allah says, those who they do not witness falsehood, and when they go pass by lahu, they pass by with dignity. Yeah. Or وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا And when they are addressed by the jahil, the ignorant people, they say salam, meaning they leave and go away. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing believers again in regards to lahu, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَمِئُوا اللَّهُ وَإِذَا سَمِئُوا اللَّهُ وَأَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ When they hear lahu, they turn away from it and they say, for us is our deeds and for you your deeds. They're talking to kuffar. For us our deeds, for you your deeds. Yeah, salamun alaykum, salam upon you. That also gives you a direct evidence of being able to say salam to kuffar, because this is kuffar the Quran's talking about. Salamun alaykum. We do not wish to be in the company of ignorant people. This is not to say we can't speak to disbelievers. This is when disbelievers are doing lahu. What is it? They are insulting the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, insulting Muslims, insulting Islam. Yeah? Coming out with foul talk, foul speech. Any of those things are all under lahu. Yeah? So it's not that we don't talk to them, but when they become in a state of they're not willing to listen, and this is the attitude and speech that's coming out of their mouth, which is insulting to Islam, to the deen, and foul, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ Those who, from this kind of speech, they stay clear from it. Yeah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ Those who, some mufassirun said this is those who purify themselves, because Surah Al-Mu'minun is a Makki surah. But the best evidence is this means those who pay the zakah, which actually includes purifying the self, because the name of zakah came to purify ourselves from greed. So the best opinion is zakah was made obligatory in Mecca, but its actual portions were decided in Medina. And before that, believers were giving out zakah like sadaqah, whatever amount they willed. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ Those who guard their private parts or they put in English, guard their chastity, but literally it means guard their private parts. Except from their wives or their husbands, other way. أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ, or the slave, female slave. We don't need to get into that discussion. That's not the topic for today, but that's what it mentions, and it's not relevant for us today. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ, then they are not blameworthy. In other words, having the sexual relationship between husband and wife through marriage is not blameworthy. Otherwise, it is zina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا, and do not go near fornication, sex outside marriage. Brothers and sisters, they talk about homosexuality and all this and marriage of homosexuals. In Islam, it is haram, from the major sins, to have sex outside marriage between in a heterosexual relationship. Never mind homosexual. You're going over there and we're over here saying it's haram. Let me be clear. There are only two genders in Islam. Male and female. Man and woman. Girl and boy. Chromosomally it is the same. Biologically it is the same. By nature it is the same. In every creature it is the same. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Okay? But here, don't go near zina. Yeah? Doesn't say don't do zina. Yeah? People say, oh, well, you know, I know a boy or I know a girl. Can I? Somebody asked me a couple of years ago, is it all right? Can I hold hands? I said, why do you want to hold hands? For what purpose? Can we be in a room together on our own? Why do you want to be in a room together? Because the third is shaitan, as the Prophet ﷺ said. This is Muslims asking. Which deen are you following, subhanAllah? You have to explain. Because holding, I mean, this is what happened to Christianity. It's haram there as well. Then they say, it's all right. It's just boyfriend and girlfriend. It's all right. They're just going for a dinner together. It's all right. They're just holding hands. It's all right. They're just having an embrace and a kiss, but they're not doing the rest of it. All of it is a slippery slope that leads to the rest of it. As many Muslims have found out who took no heed of this, we know. So stay clear, young and old, from this, married and unmarried. This is from the major sins. Do not go near. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, for those who are going to be successful to inherit paradise, and for those fulfill their desire, which is natural only through marriage with their husband and wife. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ, whoever seeks to go beyond that, to fulfill that desire by any other means, they are the ones who are the transgressors. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَلَكُمْ إِنَّ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, As-salatu was-salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'da ya l-ikhwa. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hadith alladhi rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim, man yadman li ma bayna lahyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi adman lahu jannah. Whoever guarantees for me to control and protect their tongue and their private parts, I'll guarantee for that person paradise. To make it very clear, okay? In line with what the Quran is saying. So guarantee it, brothers and sisters. Let's guard and protect ourselves. This is our deen. These are the quality of believers, brothers and sisters. They become strange in a society which is godless. They are not strange to us. Do not become strangers to these qualities, young and old. These are the quality of mu'mineen, they always have been. Aspire for them, strive for them. Even if you fall short, get up and do tawbah. Allah will wipe away the sins, and all of us are in need of tawbah. Are we not, young and old? But do not justify it. Do not ask, oh, it should be halal. It's two people consenting. That is much more dangerous than actually falling into the sin, brothers and sisters, and doing tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that says, وَالَّذِينَ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ. Notice all of it is وَالَّذِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said وَالَّذِينَ. But هُمْ, the stress on it is just beauty of speech. Those who, not those who that do that, those whom, to reiterate those kind of people, yeah, those who fulfill their pledges and their promises. وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. This is the quality of believers. They are not liars. They are not cheats. They are not deceivers. They keep trust. In fact, كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ فِي حَدِيثَ اللَّهِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَمُسْلِمْ آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقِ ثَلَاثِ إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ. وَفِي رَوَايَةٍ مُسْلِمْ, he added something, I'll come to. That the signs of a hypocrite in character are three. When he or she speaks, they lie. When they make a promise, they break it. When they are entrusted with something, they break the trust. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مُسْلِمْ وَإِنْ صَامَ وَسَلَّ وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Even if or she fasts and prays and claims to be Muslim, these are the qualities of a munafiq. May Allah save us from that. Truthfulness, honesty, not lying, and which is widespread in all around us. So it is our salah and our iman that's going to protect us and guard us. Be proud of what we have, brothers and sisters. We have the guidance and light and nur from the Creator directly to us. How blessed are we? And how cursed will we be if we put it to one side and throw it away? The treasure that we have. The others are going around blindly. And then, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those, now it mentioned those who guard their salah. So, إِلَىٰ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قيل يا رسول الله أي عمل أحب إلى الله؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة على وقته ثم أي بر الوالدين. Which deed is most loving to Allah? They asked the Messenger of Allah. He said, Salah on its time. Salah on its time. So they guard their prayers, not just be lazy about it. It's all right, I'll pray it later. Yeah, so now it's talking about guarding the time of the prayer. And then ending with, they are the ones who inherit. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That is a summary of these ayat. Each ayah is a chapter and a book. I've given you a summary, even though you think he's gone on for too long, which is true. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, guide us, and fill our hearts and with light and our minds with light of His guidance and our lives with the light of His guidance. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita wa barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkurullaha yadhkurkum وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. قوموا الى الصلاه. Announcement: there's a brother called Asim from the community who's seriously ill in intensive care. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him speedy recovery, sabr to the family. There are others who are ill. There's our brother, our Imam Ahmed, whose mother is terminally ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a source of wiping away of her sins, shower his mercy, and make her journey ease, full of ease. Barakallahu feekum. Qumu ila salatil ikhwah.